Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, oh my bad if y'all couldn't hear me. Yo, what up, folks? It's your man Beach Bum Gun, live on the off ramp, April 3rd, 2013, 11 p.m. Eastern. Feels good to talk to y'all tonight. Don't have much to talk about tonight because I'm not prepared. You know, I came home, had to do some house husband stuff. Just now busting the grub, running a little bit late, but I'm here to talk to y'all as much as I can. Hope to let you know what's going on in the news. You got something to say, feel free to call up. 646-915-8680. Let's crack some jokes. Let's talk about something sensitive, something powerful. You never know. I got someone on the mic with me live right now on the off-ramp from Baltimore. What up?
What up, man? Long-time listener, man. Love the show. Can't wait to hear what y'all got cooking tonight.
The professional. Well, right now, it's just me and you. I don't know where my other co-hosts are, so you know what I mean? You're more than worthy co-host, so you know what I mean? We can definitely hop on in. Oh, there goes Mr. Righteous right now. Late as usual. What up, Mr. Righteous?
What's going on?
Not much. Just getting started. I know you wanted to talk about something tonight, man. What do you want to get off your chest tonight?
I just want to go back into the whole Mike Rice thing, just looking at everything that played out. As we probably all know that he got fired today, which is kind of confusing because why? And it goes back to almost like the whole Penn State thing. Why, when stuff goes public, now they want to all of a sudden want to look at things thoroughly and then want to fire the guy after they could have did that way back when they first found out? And my question was going to be posed to you. You dudes, is like, why does the university or the universities wait until their name is being splashed all over the media for them to finally do something? Why not do it, you know, in the beginning so that way they don't have to worry about situations like this and worry about stuff going viral? And, you know, once the media get a hold of it, they're going to keep replaying it and replaying it and replaying it and replaying it, and replaying it until something happens. Now they're calling for the president's head, and they're calling for Tom Pernelli. They're calling for his job, too. So what y'all think about the situation? The AD, they call for his job, too. So what y'all think about the situation?
Hey, Mr. Professional, I'll let you take this first.
All right, I'll take this first. Mr. Righteous, I know you agree 100% what I'm about to say, is the only thing we can do in this life is protect our children. And I think that's what their goal is. Now, what their motive is behind it is not to protect our children. It's really to protect their money, because they're making money all day long, and then once the threat comes that their money may be taken away, where their school may be projected in a negative light, that's when they're going to take action. But the fact that they took action, no one in the world can say anything about it, because it's about protecting the children. I mean, I know, you know, they're college kids, but, you know, they're somebody's children, right? You know what I mean?
Sure.
You know, when your kids are in college playing ball, they still your kid, and you don't want a coach treating them like that. Unless they go into the league. somebody take it from there, yeah.
But, I mean, to your point, Mr. Righteous, I think that, and I'm not even playing devil's advocate right now, I honestly believe that the university saw what happened back in October and was like, you know, we can fix this dude. You know what I mean? He's wilding out. Let me pull him in, you know what I mean? Let me see if this happens again, and then we'll take further action. So I'm not mad at the university because, I mean, it's not like Rutgers is a big-time program. What he did was totally wrong. It was totally off base. But even seeing the footage, like, none of these kids were really in danger. If you ask me, like, as a parent, I would still be hot, but I don't think any of these kids were in actual big danger. So I think the university was like, yo, I can't believe you're doing this. Let me ring you in. You know what I mean? Let you start wilding out, and if you do it again, you're gone. What I think is the biggest factor in this case is the visual. You know, once we saw the video, once we put the image to what was said, because if you just said that a coach was putting his hands on kids, acting a little bit inappropriate, you think Bobby Knight, you're like, okay, man, check him, make sure it doesn't happen again, what's going on? But once you see a coach calling a kid a fairy and a faggot, he's got to go. You know what I mean? I'm not justifying anything else. I'm just saying that once you can see that, put visual to that, it's just like the kid where who broke his leg. If you say, oh, he broke his leg playing basketball, you say, oh, that sucks. But when you see his bone coming out of his leg, you're like, yo, that's horrific.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I think the visual is the big thing, because this story was in the paper in the New York Times in October, and no one cared. It just wasn't until we saw the video, until the dude on the basketball team snitched.
Right. But see, that's the thing, though. It was like the video, the athletic director saw the video. Now, the president claims he didn't see the video until now. But they're saying that the AD saying that he saw the video when he saw it, because the AD went to the president to help him find a solution in dealing with the coach. And the guy who actually spoke out first was one of the assistant coaches who actually spoke out first and went to them and said something, because he saw it. He thought it wasn't right how things was going. And I don't know if y'all been watching ESPN. There was an ESPN reporter that was actually at one of their practices, and the way he saw things, he said the things that he was doing, it didn't seem right, but it wasn't to the level that it was when he actually saw the video, and he said it just put everything in perspective. And my whole thing is this: if you saw the video and you saw that type of stuff going on, why wait until now? My thing is just don't wait until now. Like what they did with Bobby Knight, when he choked up that boy, they got rid of his behind in like 2 seconds, and it didn't take ESPN to run it over and over and over and over again to almost to the point where you get tired of seeing it for them to do it. And that's the same thing with the Penn State thing. They ran it so much, and that's when they started firing everybody. And the same thing with here. So they fired the coach. Now I guess the AD is going to be next, and I guess the president is going to be next. Because when the people who fund the schools start getting involved, then you know they start firing everybody.
Yeah,
yes,
well,
sir. Yes, sir.
Well, in defense of the AD and them, they said that like what we saw on the internet was only a 30-second clip of what was hours and hours of footage of basketball. They said a basketball practice. They said, you know, yet those incidents that you see isn't like it happens every day. Now, I'm going to go ahead. M. Extra Money just got on the line. I'm going to bring him in the conversation. M. Extra, what you think about this?
Yo, sorry for my tardiness and my absence from yesterday. But I think I saw the video, man, and I I'm kind of splitting my views, I guess, here, because in one instance, I mean, we all, if you play sports on a college level, your coach, you know what I mean, sometimes, you know, you get cursed out, your coach get mad and put you in position, yank you up a little bit, but I think he went overboard with the whole jacking dude up. It didn't seem like it was a teachable moment at that point. It seemed like it was more personal with the throwing of the basketballs and stuff like that. Like, I don't know how you can be teaching something, but I can see, like, if he was, like, moving, he dragged the place over there and then, like, put him in position of where he wanted him to be or something like that and correcting him. I think it would have been, like, the visual aspect of it wouldn't have been so bad, because it was like, yo, he was just showing them what he really wanted. But it, to me, that visual, like you were saying, Beach Bump, is kind of, like, made it seem like he was, like, it was personal. It wasn't like a coach trying to teach a player how to be better at basketball, which essentially is his job. So, I'm not really worried about the verbal part, more or less of the physical part, because I didn't say it. Like, to me, if that was my son, after I would have punched the dude in his face or asked him first before I punched him in the face, was like, yo, what were you basically trying to teach my sons when you jacked him up like that? Or when you threw the basketball, like, what was that teachable moment? And if he would have said there wasn't none, then I probably would have punched him in the face. Because at that point, I didn't send my son to Rutgers. to be, you know what I mean, getting, like, you know, basketballs thrown at him and getting jacked up with no teachable moment behind it.
I hear you.
The funny thing is, like, I'm watching the McDonald's game, and Jalen Rose brought it up, and they brought up a good point. What if that one of those players was a hothead and just started teeing off on the coach? Then it would have been a bigger story than what actually happened. All that basketball thing would have went out the door. It would have been all focused on that player attacked the coach. Now, I'm trying his word against their word. But, I mean, but then again, you got these guys who are on scholarship who are scared to do anything because they don't want to lose their scholarship.
Hey, go ahead, Mr. Professional.
Who's flushing the toilet?
Yeah, I'm right here. I hear what you're saying, Mr. Righteous, but I actually wanted to talk about what M. Extra Money was talking about. And basically, I mean, for those who have crossed the burning sand, it's similar to that. I mean, would you want your coach treating your players like that? No, absolutely not. You know what I mean? You're on scholarship to play basketball. You brought my son or daughter there to play this sport. You know, you don't need to, you know, this isn't a hazing opportunity for you. You know what I mean? Like, you need to be teaching them something. If I go to a practice and you're not making my child better at the sport they're trying to pursue, then you don't need to be in front of my child. Point blank.
Exactly.
Yo, hold on, fellas. Who's got the window down, man? Put that joint up, man. Put your AC on if you're hot. Or stop smoking if you are. I know it's one of the two. Well, somebody might be out there lighting up, you know, put the drugs down. Say no to drugs.
Sound like a
I'm not blaming one. Anybody, but I didn't hear it until M Extra Money came on.
I'm driving, man. I'm in the streets, man. I'm putting my phone on mute when I'm not talking though, man. I apologize.
You good,
But just to comment on what the professional was saying, you know, like I prefaced my comment and asked them what was he teaching? Like, what was it a teachable moment?
Yes,
the reason why his actions were what they were. Like, if I saw him kind of moving them into, you know, I'm a position or you know what I mean, if I saw him like saying, look, I need you to do this instead of that, and he had him like by the shirt while he was showing them, and I probably wouldn't have been as mad, but if that, you know, I mean, it just didn't seem like he was teaching any damn thing.
What if he was teaching him responsibility? What if he was like, you know, in the game, I tell you 10 times over to be here on the pick and roll, you're not here. When you're in the pick and roll, you're here, but I want you, and he grabs him and yells him over there, and like, I want you here. Like, you know what I mean? The throwing of the ball, I can't see anything about. I don't know what you would, I can't imagine them. But as far as like yoking them up, like, I don't know. I always try not to overreact, and I always try to say, what was I like when I was that young? And I know I was a knucklehead, and sometimes my coaches had to grip me up to get me to pay attention because I thought I knew everything. So as long as he's not smacking these kids in the face, then I don't mind if, like, a coach grips up my son. He can't put his hands on my son as far as, like, hitting him or throw a ball. I just still don't get the whole throwing the ball. But if he grips my son up by the shirt and says, no, I want you here, not over there, then I'm still not going to be upset. I don't think that's over the line.
No, you're
missing the point. Go ahead, Mr. Rogers. I apologize. Go ahead.
It's all right. Nobody's going to be upset about that whole grabbing the plate. It's just the fact that you can be upset at your players because they're not, you know, in the right spots where they need to be and something. You grab them, you pull them over. Every coach has done that. I want you to be in this spot. I grab you by your shoulder pads and I pull you. This is where you need to be, or this is who you need to block, or whatever case may be. But when you're doing that and then you push him, you punch him in the chest, then you got one guy who's standing around, he kicked him in his butt. And then the other dude, he just, like, missed the shot. He turned around and beamed the ball at his head. Like if he would have threw it hard enough, he probably could have knocked the kid out. You know what I'm saying? And you ain't never had a coach just, like, a quarterback coach just turn around and say, I'm going to just hurl this ball right in his face because he's just not listening.
Well, I said, Well, I said the whole throwing on the ball, I don't get. I've been kicked in ass before, though.
Right. Hey, I tell y'all one thing. If I hate doing one thing in my life, it's agreeing with M Extra Money. And in this case, I agree with M Extra Money. He is exactly right, though. If you're not doing so, if you're a coach and any of your steps or actions or thoughts or spoken word is not in the benefit of teaching my child the sport that you are coaching, then get out of the way. You know what I mean? So I'm with, unfortunately, I'm with M Extra Money on this one.
Yeah, I'm like a right angle, buddy. I'm always right, yo.
Yeah, you messed that all up. I'm like a right angle. I'm always right. That's not how you say it.
I know.
How you say it, Beach Bum? Tell them how you say it.
I'm 90 degrees, all the time.
Nah, let Beach Bum do it. How you say it, Beach Bum?
I'm so disappointed as a kid. One day I'll say it the way it's supposed to be said. Yeah, I go like, that's smooth as hell, yeah. But I'm actually
shut up, yo.
I fucked that all the way up.
I said it to you, yo. You told me shut up, yo. You knew what I was
doing. Yeah, you fucked it up. I'm gonna take your style and make it better, yeah. He said, I'm a right triangle. I'm always right.
So I didn't say that about try. You know?
I thought he said it was a right ankle. I thought he said ankle.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, man. I'm a right angle, you know, 90 degrees, yo. To the right.
I'm a right angle, 90 degrees. Somebody's going to look at me like, who's this retard?
Right. Hey, but listen, hey, let me ask y'all a question, though, to piggyback. I don't know if y'all thought about it, so correct me if y'all did or not. So what do y'all think about the AD not getting fired because he made that lucrative deal with Big Ten to get him all that money? Now, what do y'all think about that, though? That other side of the story about how the AD is basically getting bailed out because of his dealings with the Big Ten and Rutgers program.
I mean, I don't mind him not getting fired. I mean, if you want to fire, if you didn't think you should fire this guy in October, and now you want to fire him, I don't think they should get rid of the whole staff. I mean, I'm not sure this guy. I'm not 100% sure this guy should even get fired. I'm probably about 80% sure you get fired, but that doesn't mean the AD should get fired. I mean, if you want to fire the AD for something, do it because Rutgers is in a major metropolitan area. Right outside New York City, right in the heart of New Jersey, and their entire program stinks. If you want to fire the AD for that, then cool. But just because he made a mistake and didn't fire a coach when he got him anger management classes and gave him a warning, I don't see why you would fire that. And if you got big money from the Big Ten, straight cash, homie. Mm.
Yeah, I agree.
I think. Good.
I agree with Beach Bum. I think the AD was some kind of warranted to get fired. I mean, I think people put too much weight in that position. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I think that he was there for a reason, but at the same time, I don't think that he should be held responsible for his coach's actions, especially when he oversees the whole program. So just because of one bad apple does something dumb, and he did kind of take proactive next steps to kind of get the coach corrected, I don't think he should be bear the brunt of the same defense.
Right. In his mind, he thought he was doing right. But but that whole thing is going to come down to the people who funded the board members. They don't want to be the ones who going to bring the hatchet down, because in their mind, and you know, most of the board members are like 80 years old, so they're going to look like, yo, this is total abuse. You should have did more. Just like they did with Joe Paterno. He should have did more. They're going to say the same thing to him in the present. You should have did more. You should have did more. And then off they go.
I'll say this, though. You can't, and it's going to get worse, but you can't compare this situation to the Penn State situation.
That is
light years away. Light years away. So when you say you got to fire this guy because you fired Joe Paterno, that's like, I don't even know what to compare. That's like, I don't even know what to say at that point. But you just can't do it. That is too far away. I feel like
a professional, real quick, even though both of them were throwing balls at students.
So you're going to hell for that. You know you're going to hell for that.
Yeah, you can't enjoy that one.
I'm going to hell for laughing, too. Yeah.
I'm going to hell for laughing.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm just trying to little snare drum a little, but I'm bop. Yeah, that would have been great, yeah. But I ain't mean to interrupt you. Yeah. I just thought it was a great joke.
Yeah.
I can't even be serious
anymore. But my main point is that you cannot compare the Penn State situation to this situation even.
There are some similarities. But, yeah, you know, I agree that the Penn State situation was so egregious. It was something that, you know, you would throw up on if it happened to your kid. You probably wouldn't be able to sleep at night throwing it to your kid, if that happened to your child. But this situation, I might have to check my kid. Like, yo, why don't you punch him in the face, yo? Like, stop being soft, yo. Like,
right,
man,
exactly.
I'd have a good night's sleep.
Yeah, this situation is just kind of like, well, you know what I mean? It's a tough program. He had a chance to go to the league type of thing. The other situation where people are trying to compare it to is completely different. Like, you know, you ready to get the guns out. You've got the guns out. You're at the doorstep type of thing. So it's completely different.
I was just saying in terms of the boards when they get together and start, you know, hatching all people, I was just saying that they probably gonna say the same thing. You should have did more, opposed to just, because, you know, in most people's minds they think they're doing the right thing, and you figure, okay, we'll send the council or whatever, that's the right thing to do. But when you get them 80-year-old board members who shelling out millions of dollars, you know, to help fund the school. And they're like, oh, you should have did more, because now we looking bad, because now we got coaches here throwing balls at back of kids' necks and all this other stuff. It's just not cool. Why y'all laugh, yo?
Yo, what the hell, yo? First of all, why is somebody throwing balls at the back of someone's you talking about the Rucker situation. I was like, why are you describing Sandusky? Yo? How you know he's putting balls in his kid's neck? Yo? My bad. I was wrong. My bad. I caught it late. I was like, what the hell? But, hey, yo, I think we beat the story to death, yo. Hey, y'all mind if I move on, yo? Because we only got 7 minutes. I want to get to something else. Extra Money ain't heard from you in a while. Yo. What y'all think about Jay-Z becoming an agent for Robinson Cano?
He might fall to flames like Master P, man. You never know.
Yeah. I think it's one of the movies. He's already in the sports limelight with the Brooklyn Nets,
yeah,
man.
Stop,
I think
stop.
He just got...
AMX, you're going to speak a little bit clearer, yo. You're starting to get a little bit of feedback.
Yeah, I said that I think it's a hell of a move on his part. I think what he's trying to do is basically position himself. So he got, you know what I mean, basically he already got the Brooklyn Nets, right, co-owner or whatever, part owner, however, whatever percentage he got. And now he's trying to, you know, keep on with that sports type of team and, you know, getting the agency. I think at the end of the day, he don't see the rap game changing. And I think that, honestly, in my own opinion, that there's no real money in that joint. So he got to venture out this way as a businessman. I think that's a great business move.
What about you, professional?
Yeah, I'd say the same thing. I think it's a low-risk move to get into the game of sports agency or whatever you want to call it. So Robinson Cano, he's an all-star. He's a, you know, he's not a Hall of Famer, but he is an all-star. But he's getting old. Jay-Z picks him up. He gets publicity. Robinson Cano, he plays for the Yankees. You know, he'll have a couple good more years, but it's low risk. It gets him into that groove where he can make some money off of it without really giving himself a bad name, because it's a person who's already established. It's not like he's taking on a LeBron James, you know, where, you know, LeBron James' friends were his agents out of high school type of thing, and it was like a big deal. And Jay-Z's already making money. And let me say one more thing. I know I'm rambling on, but when M Extra Money said there's no real money in rap, he's exactly right. The money game has changed. The rap game has stayed the same. The money game has gotten large. Like,
Jay-Z hasn't been a rapper for years. This dude has been after money after money after money. You know what I mean? Put him anywhere on God's green earth, you triple his worth type of thing. Like, he's looking for bigger money. And the rap game can't get you that type of money. You got to be in investments or in sports. And when you look at sports, and I think this was a topic a couple weeks ago, Beach Bum, when you talked about why don't football players make as much as baseball players, oh, so Jay-Z's representing a baseball player? Does that make sense
right.
to you? Absolutely.
Hold on.
Let Mr. Wright just get his say.
I guess it's a good move. You know, we'll see how. I mean, we all see that he's a great businessman with the clothing line and with the whole baseball, the basketball team, and the liquor and all that other stuff. So, I mean, I guess we'll, you know, see where it's at and see how it works out. I mean, we all saw that another rapper that tried to Master P when he tried it with what's that guy named Ricky Williams, but that ain't work out too well.
He made millions and it didn't work out, Mr. Righteous?
I don't think it worked out as well as we all thought it was going to be, because most of his contract was all incentive based compared to most of the other contracts. So
let's stop. Ricky Williams may not have made money, but in terms of if you were an agent and you had a chance to represent one player and make money, you succeeded.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no. I mean, I want to make money, but I also want my people to make money too. Because if they're happy, then I can get more and more people on my roster, and then my money can keep growing and growing and growing. But if I get this guy a whack contract, then he's gonna leave and like, yo, don't go to this dude, man, because he only getting whack contracts. But I mean, of course, you won't get your money off top, but you got to think about them in the long run.
It's a reason, like with the whole Master Three thing is that, you know, as agents, I think, and we're talking about, I'm not an agent, but I thought that the agents make money off of their contract. They get a cut off of the contract. So every contract, they get a cut. So if they're not making money on a consecutive yearly basis, they're just making that cut off the initial contract that they get you. So it's a reason why I would think that someone like Master P and JC are two different people. JC smart enough, even owning basketball team, to go baseball, because baseball has guaranteed contracts. So he's going to make that money off of his guaranteed contract, not off of a football where it's more center-based, more lower end. So he's going to make his money up front very fast because of bigger contracts, and they're guaranteed. So it's no risk for him. He's just like, yo, I'm going to get you this big contract. We're going to make it. He's like flipping dimes out here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, Beach Run Gun, one question. How come we didn't think of that?
I don't know, B. We fucked up.
You got people on the call from Jersey, man. I'm sure y'all know people who nice, who in the league. You know, we should have been thought of that, man.
But I know for New Jersey, you got to be a lawyer to be an agent in New Jersey. I don't know about anywhere else. I mean, you could be like one of those what do you call them, like one of those intern type dudes who just go out and you know, and scout the talent, but you have to be a lawyer to negotiate the contracts in the state of New Jersey.
Well, I will say is I have to read the article again. I kind of let y'all talk. I didn't want to jump in. I want to say Jay-Z has to forfeit his share of the Nets to become an agent. So he's kind of taking, you know, I mean,
in a different sport, even in baseball?
Yeah, I think you can't have any ownership if you're going to be an agent. I will double-check on that and get back to you tomorrow. I only got about 30 seconds left. Not to mention, his credit report did leak, and it did show that Beyonce's credit score is way higher than Jay-Z, so maybe he's trying to make some money for his wife. You just never know. But we can talk about this tomorrow. I will get back. I will send y'all the article so y'all can read it, because I think he has to give up his share and ownership of the Nets. But that's our time tonight, fellas. Appreciate y'all calling in. Appreciate all the fans out there listening, hitting us up. Hit us up on the Off Ramp Show. Make sure you get us at on Twitter at the Off Ramp Show. Shout out to all of our sponsors for Olive Cocoa Magazine, Marisol Johnson Insurance.com. Stick to a Rich Before 30. We appreciate all the love we've been showing. all the getting. I'll holler at y'all tomorrow night, man. 100.